It's just gone 6:55 in Paris. Now, today is the Feast of the Assumption, a key date in the Catholic calendar. This year, a prayer for France will be read in churches across the country. It refers to the importance of marriage between a man and a woman and urges the new socialist government to think carefully about introducing new marital and adoption rights for same-sex couples. When RFI's Thomas Lowe went to a Catholic gay and lesbian prayer service, where he found an alternative vision for Assumption Day.
I won't go on the 15th because I can do my prayer alone. I can do my prayer when I'm working. I can do my prayer when at night. But I don't need to go to pray on the 15th on a church who doesn't welcome me.
For people like Quentin, it's a case of two steps forward, one step back for gay and lesbian members of the French Catholic Church who want the right to marry and adopt children. France's newly elected socialist president, François Hollande, has promised to extend marriage and adoption rights to same-sex couples next year. But French Cardinal André XXIII has responded by writing a prayer for France to be said in churches across the country on Assumption Day today. This is when Catholics believe the Virgin Mary rose body and soul into heaven. Among other things, the prayer emphasizes the importance of the traditional family, based on the union of a man and a woman. It also urges recently elected politicians to carefully consider before bringing new laws into force that would change social institutions. David et Jonathan is a Catholic gay and lesbian movement that holds a monthly prayer group in Saint-Marie Church, a stone's throw from the Georges Pompidou Centre in Beaubourg, in Paris. In front of 60 people on wooden seats, the joint head of the group, Jean-Louis Lecouf, reads out a different prayer to the one written by the French cardinal.
Through choices we make in our daily lives, Christ invites us to take on our responsibilities as humans and of the Son of God. This doesn't mean maintaining traditional structures. It means creating new ones in modern times that are still evolving. Bearer of the good news, we must be able to denounce all restrictions, whether they be cultural, political, sexual, legislative, or religious.
One man at the prayer meeting, Julien Sabarot, says now is not the time to drive a wedge between people.
We are in a crisis, a world crisis, and we need more solidarity between people, you know? So I think Monseigneur XXIII must be in friendship with also gay people.
As Cardinal XXIII makes clear in his national prayer for France, marriage, in Catholic doctrine, can only be between a man and a woman.
I'm Jean Brunel, and on night of the Holy Sepulchre, marriage, understood in the Catholic definition as a union, everlasting union of a man and a woman, intended to have children, is the basis of the society. So it's a basis of every type of life. So this is why it's so important to pray for the stability of this family, so that families in this country, like in other countries, can find protection for their welfare.
Gays and lesbians in France look forward to getting marriage and adoption rights from the socialist government next year. But as the prayer meeting draws to a close, there's hope here that the steps forward toward greater rights will outnumber the steps back.